The big idea here, it's called the Bitcoin Infinity Academy. The first part of that, starting on the 21st of March, is publishing all of my books, chapter by chapter, once a week on Noster. So they will be available for free, and that will be accompanied by a video that we'll make. So Luke and I will discuss the ideas in each chapter, and that will be turned into a course. This academy, it's not just me and Luke. It's a membership thing. So if you buy something off of our store, you automatically get added to our Telegram group, then you can join the discussions and talk about the ideas with us. And we will also schedule monthly calls with everyone in the class and stuff like that. So there's a lot coming up there. And we'll do courses for all four books.
Also, our store is one avenue for this, but we've got a project up on Geyser. And from there, you can join each of the courses, basically.
Links to the Geyser and everything in the show notes. Make sure you sign up. The easiest way to do that is to get something off of the store. Why not a book or two? Hello, Luke. This is a special episode, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's actually been a while since we've been in an episode together, and I think we can explain why.
Yeah. So, and this is supposed to be episode 150. Can you believe it?
Man, I mean, like, going all the way back to when we first started this thing, I never knew how far this would grow and take it. And I mean, it's just absolutely awesome that we're here. Episode 150.
It's so great. I never intended to become a podcaster. It just sort of happened. And yeah, it's been great. I've been loving every second of it. And we're almost married at this point. Like, we're doing everything together, right?
Yeah, we work on something almost every day together. And I mean, we just keep on doing more, basically. And that's basically what we want to talk about today, with this episode. Just fill everyone in on everything that we're up to and everything that we're going to be doing in the rest of 2025.
Yeah, and some of the stuff is the stuff we have been doing up until this point. One of them being the books. So we have done slight re-edits and redesigns, completely redesigned all of my older books. So this is the second book. Like, here's Sovereignty Through Mathematics and Independence Reimagined. They're now separate books again. They were, for a short while there, they were the same book, but we figured we'll have them all in the correct order. Here is Everything Divided. And of course, our joint venture, Bitcoin, the Inverse of Clown World, they are now beautiful hardcovers. They will look great on your bookshelf. I am also currently working on a reworking Praxeology. This is getting an overhaul, a bigger overhaul, since it's supposed to be the basis for a course in the future and stuff like that. So, but all of these four in this beautiful edition are available from the Bitcoin Infinity store, of course, which is one of the things we've started up here during the last 6 months. So go check it out on the Bitcoin Infinity store.
Yeah, exactly. These books, I mean, we've really spent a lot of time over the last year. I mean, of course, starting with Inverse of Clown World, like, it's a little over a year since we really started Inverse of Clown World in earnest. And that was like kind of the first half of last year. And then it was the reworks of all the other books. And I mean, I think the reasoning for the reworks was just to make them a little more consistent now. And in terms of like, tone and style a little bit. It's not major changes, but some sentences got a rewrite to make them more readable here and there, basically, and using terminology consistently, right? Stuff like that.
Yeah. And I absolutely love this process to look back at them and see where, because there are so many like idea embryos in the earlier books that became more fleshed out in Clown World. And I really urge you all to read The Inverse of Clown World, because I'm super proud of it. It's like, I think it's my best book yet. And it's on another level. So go and read that, please. And tell us what you like about it, because we're super proud of it.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm of course super proud to have been a part of it in the first place. And I mean, it my role grew way more over the course of us doing it. And then I'm just happy to have contributed what I did to it, but I'm super proud. Yeah. This has been awesome. Yeah.
This thing is our superpower. Like I have a severe ADD and Luke has a mild OTC. Or what's it called? OCD. Yeah, it's OTC. That one. That's over the counter, right?
Yeah,
You don't have over the counter. You have obsessive compulsive disorder, sort of.
I have some things over the counter also, but
I would say like you're the more organized one, and I'm the more chaotic one, and we make a great team when that works. And that was the case with the Inverse of Clown World. It's my ideas floating around, and me trying to structure them, and then you being all structured and stuff, actually structuring them into a coherent book. So that was we had a great time writing it.
We did. And I mean, the subsequent books were also fun for a different reason. Exactly like you said, going back through them, we ended up having discussions, conversations about almost every chapter about, you know, what do you think of this idea now? And hey, like, maybe here are some devil's advocate points and this and that. And that was a lot of fun on its own. It's not that we wasted time, but it took a lot longer than it maybe should have, because we kept on like getting into like discussions about the book itself. But you know what that kind of led to though, right? Like this new cool thing that we're doing.
Yeah. So I realized during the process that this is sort of, this is my life's work. Like this is the big thing I've done in life. And I want to, as many people as possible to read the texts, of course. And I've decided after having published The Sovereignty Through Mathematics as one note on Primal and getting to know Mildian from Primal, who makes Primal, and him saying that we that completely destroyed his his Noster client.
I think it was unusable for a couple of days. Like I actually experienced that, and we didn't know it was for that reason.
It was because of me just copy pasting the entire book in text format. So we've decided to not destroy Noster this time around, but do this in another way. And this is the idea. The big idea here is it's called the Bitcoin Infinity Academy. And the first part of that is publishing all of my books, chapter by chapter, once a week on Noster. So they will be available for free. I believe ideas should be free. I don't believe in intellectual property, as you already know if you read the books. But so starting on the 21st of March, we will start publishing each book chapter, starting with the first chapter of Sovereignty Through Mathematics, for free on Noster. And that will be also be accompanied by a video that we'll make. So Luke and I will discuss the ideas in each chapter. And that will be in addition to the Freedom, not the Freedom Footprint Show. That was way back in the Cretaceous period. So like, in addition to the Bitcoin Infinity Show, we'll start another show on our channel called the Bitcoin Infinity Academy, where we each book is basically turned into a course. But this is more than just free videos and free text. Isn't that right, Luke?
Yeah, totally. And just one note I'll say about this is first of all, Plan B is graciously helping us to do this. They're the lead sponsor for this Bitcoin Infinity Academy thing. And that's awesome. So yeah, big shout out to Plan B Network for helping us do this and helping us to sell this stuff for free. And the main thing is we want to create conversations. I think the entire reason I was drawn to kind of this philosophical side of Bitcoin in the first place was that, you know, the ideas are what convince people ultimately. And most people most of our listeners, viewers and listeners are already seasoned Bitcoiners, right? But I think that the whole idea is that we sharpen each other's ideas, right? Iron sharpens iron. We all get better at thinking about Bitcoin, explaining it to other people, and ultimately getting more people into Bitcoin and growing adoption. So for me, this academy idea, and it's really more in the sense of like a academy in the original sense, like a forum for discussion, and we all work on these ideas together. Basically, that's the basics of it, and transitioning into the bigger thing that Knut alluded to. And did you want to take that or
yeah,
or
so
I?
So this academy, it's not a just me and Luke, as it's a membership thing. If you buy something off of our store, you automatically get added to our Telegram group for the academy and for everything else we do. By the way, and from there, you can discuss anything you want with us. And in addition to that, for each book, there will be a separate Telegram group, a course in the academy. So Sovereignty, for instance, has 12 chapters. So we'll make a opening video and a closing video in the 12 chapters. So it's 14 classes in the course. And everyone who's a member of that specific course will gain access to another Telegram group where you can post questions and discuss the ideas in each chapter and also attend the live recordings of these things. These things will be edited after we recorded them, but if you're in the actual academy, in the group, then you can join the discussions and talk about the ideas with us. And we will also schedule monthly calls with everyone in the class and stuff like that. So there's a lot coming up there. And we'll do courses for all four books.
Exactly. We're using Geyser for this also. Our store is one avenue for this, but we've got a project up on Geyser now. At the time we're releasing this, it's been out for about a week now, I think. So on Geyser, basically we have our Bitcoin Infinity Academy project. And from there you can purchase you can join each of the courses basically. And we have three tiers. So first of all, the basic tier that isn't attached to any course. This is, you can either buy something from our store or donate 10,000 sats on Geyser for that base reward. That gets you access to the first Telegram group that Knut mentioned. Then for each of the courses, so the price of joining each course is 21,000 sats, and that gets you access to the Telegram group and to the live recording if you can make it. More so than Knut, but we have quite chaotic schedules at the moment, and so we're going to be recording these on a as we can basis, basically. So it's not going to be like scheduled on Fridays at X time or whatever it is. It's going to be when we can, but we'll let everyone know and we'll stream it to our to everyone in that group. Then we have a couple of tiers on top of that. Basically, if you want to support us further and dig deeper into this, there's a membership plus, we're calling it, 60,000 sats. You also get a signed hardcover copy of the book for that course. And we have access to these monthly calls that Knut mentioned. And those will be a little more scheduled. We'll put those into the schedule. Those aren't going to be released. This is like private exclusive discussion forum here. Basically this is the way that you can join us and follow along with the discussion, and the absolute best way that you can support us and basically join this new community that we're hoping to really make a thing about, discussing all of this Bitcoin philosophy, whatever stuff. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, and this is sort of the thing. We want to meet you all and have this conversation with each and every one of you. I love going to conferences. As you know, I'm ping-ponging the world. I feel like a human pinball machine or something, hopping around from El Salvador to now Sydney and then back and forth. In addition to attending the conferences and hanging out with all of you there and doing stupid stuff, we'd love to have you in these groups and do these things online and just keep the relationship going, because the way I see it, we're all part of the same thing, even the same being. If you view Bitcoin as a living thing, then we are the community here. And we want you, the monetary maxis, the hardcore toxic crowd, we're still alive. We're here. And we want you in it, by our sides. We want the ethical Bitcoiners in our group, and the funny ones. So yeah, here we are.
Absolutely. And first of all, it's good you mentioned conferences because our traveling, whenever we travel, that might make a little bit of a blip in the schedule. We might have to move some things around. We're not necessarily going to always make it one episode per week. We'll take breaks if we need to, just to make sure that we can do this in a quality way. We're not going to rush anything ever with this. The entire cycle of books will get done. We'll get covered by the end of it. But yeah, it's just the life we live at the moment, basically.
Yeah, we're already overworked, but we're taking on about the double amount of work now. So we'll see where that leads. Anyway, links to the guys are and everything in the show notes. Make sure you sign up, or the easiest way to do that is to get something off of the store. Why not a book or two? Yeah. And we, in addition to that, we have other news as well. Luke will be taking a step back from the pod here going forward. And this was sort of not planned. It just happens. You happen to have a cold at one point.
It was more than a cold. The funny story about this is right when we were about to get on to the next episode after this with Francis Pouliot. My son and I both got a stomach flu at the same time. I'll spare you the details, but it wasn't pretty. And it was literally right when it was starting, was when I had to go visit the bathroom, basically. and we had a few episodes scheduled over the next few days, and I had to miss all of them. But what ended up happening was, Knut, you did these episodes by yourself, and that turned out interestingly, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we realized that you're the one doing most of the work, since you're the one with OCD and I'm the one with ADD. So I guess to free up more time for you for the other stuff we do, that was like the main reason. But we realized that maybe I can take the training wheels off now and do more of the interviews myself. The show is still the same. It might be I don't have Luke as a filter anymore, so it might be slightly more toxic at points, but that's you'll see more of me in the main show in the going forward, but Luke will still be there by my side for sure in the academy, so you'll see him there. And one of the reasons that you have a lot on your plate, and one of those things is this thing right here. For you, those of you listening, these are the Bitcoin Times. We have two editions here. This is the beautiful collector's edition, and this is the new paperback edition. And can you tell us a little more about that, Luke, like what the Bitcoin Times is?
Totally. The Bitcoin Times, if you're not aware, basically it's a magazine, and it started off originally by Alex Svetsky. It was originally a sort of treatise about Lightning and why Lightning is the answer way back in 2019, but it turned into way more than that. Basically, a collection of timeless evergreen articles about Bitcoin, and each edition essentially followed one topic or theme. There have been six editions up till now. Editions 3, 4, 5, and 6 have had these collectible editions that Knut showed, this premium limited edition. There's only 2,100 of each copy of each issue. So it's a limited edition collectible. But there have been 6 issues so far, and the plan is for 21 issues total. So basically the idea here is that we are now I think you might have heard this before, but if you haven't, Knut and I are taking over the operation of the Bitcoin Times. Svetsky will still be around for at least the next few issues to keep it going. But we're taking over the operation. And for the most part, I'm the head chef, as we like to say, between the two of us. I'm the editor-in-chief now going forward. And first things we're doing with the Bitcoin Times is we're putting out collectible editions of editions 1 and 2. They've never had this collectible out before. And simultaneously, we're also creating it. It's really not just, it's not just the paperback edition anymore, but like the print edition. It's just the magazines in book format. So Knut happened to have a hardcover. They're not a paperback, but those are available on Amazon and on our store. All six will be out within the next few months. Basically, we just have to put it together in book format, but it's almost ready. And then finally, we're taking the next step and releasing the next edition. By the end of this year, we'll have edition 7, tentatively titled the Macro Edition. And yeah, basically we're building the Bitcoin Times. As Fetsky said, I think like we're breathing new life into it. He doesn't have the capacity or the focus on this anymore. He's working on some Nostr projects and other things. But we are focused 100% on basically growing the Bitcoin information sphere. We're doing all of these things already. The podcasts, the books, now this magazine. Basically, we're 100% focused on publishing great Bitcoin content, timeless, high quality. That's the entire idea. So that's one of the things I'm focusing on now, in addition to everything else we're doing.
Yeah, so our main philosophy is very much in line with what's in the books, and especially in Clown World, that we believe that we are not only all Satoshi, we're all Satoshis. We're all part of the same network, and we believe that Bitcoiners are we ought to help one another. Everyone has something to gain from us just being nice to one another. So we're trying to collaborate with as many ethically aligned entities as possible here, and spread the message as much as we can. So big shout out to all of our sponsors on the show. I mean, Stampseed and Bitbox and the Bitcoin Advisor, Shopping Bit, everyone who's been helping us throughout the years, Orange Bill App. We could mention so many here, but I'd just like to say that, like, if you want to utilize them helping us in any way, you should use the code Infinity wherever you can on the internet, and hopefully there's a discount there for you. There will for sure be a discount for BTC Prague and BTC Hell and a bunch of other conferences as well. So you can use the code there to get 10% off your tickets. We will be having our own booth in Prague, where you can meet us and other authors, including Svetsky and Larry Lepard, whose book is also available from the Bitcoin in Infinity store. We have so much coming up here. Next week, I'm going to Sydney. I mean, this is going to be out after that, but I'm also this year traveling to conferences in Ireland, in the Czech Republic, in Canada. There's one in Budapest, and of course the Helsinki one, and then we have Lugano later on in the year. So there's a ton happening.
Absolute ton. And no, I mean, I'm glad you went to your next, the conferences. I mean, I think as you know, like, we enjoy being at the conferences just to meet people and do all the things. Conference time is where the best ideas grow. This Bitcoin Times thing grew out of discussions we had in Prague and even in earlier conferences, honestly. And now it's you know, live. We're doing the thing. Just to say a little bit more. I mean, Prague is like the conference to be at in Europe. If you're in Europe, come to Prague. That's the big one. Everyone's going to be there. We'll be there, of course. Use code Infinity, definitely. Knut and I are taking actually a little bit of a split at one point here. I'm going to Riga when he's going to Budapest. So come to Riga. We're always huge fans of the Riga conference. That's August 8th, 9th, I think. I don't know if we have a code, but just try Infinity. It should work. we'll see. But BTC Hell, like that's the other thing that we're doing. And again, this is another case of that maybe it's 60-40 that I'm more involved in the kind of the operation and organization. Like I'm on the board of the company putting on BTC Hell. I mean, it's my adopted hometown. So I very much have a vested interest in growing Bitcoin adoption where I live. I'm a big believer that we're all better off if we focus our efforts on our local areas, like our families, our friends. That can be our virtual families and friends, but in this case, I'm putting some effort into my physical meet space local area. And it's just going to be awesome. We have a bunch of great speakers lined up already. Jeff Booth, Adam Back, Martti Malmi, who happens to be a native of the Helsinki region also.
Giacomo Soko, Peter Todd.
Me. Knut's coming too.
Yoni Appleberg is coming too.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
It's the largest Bitcoin conference in the Nordics, like the first large scale Bitcoin conference in the Nordics. There have been a couple of like smaller gatherings before, but this is the first like proper large scale conference. The venue is awesome. It's going to be great. August is a great time to be in Finland. Summer, long days. There's sauna, come join us because we're really putting our heart and soul into this one. Knut and I are basically putting together the speaking schedule ourselves. We've got a great rest of the team along with us, so including some actual locals who are bringing a lot of content for the Finnish audience as well. And the focus of this conference is really growing adoption in Finland and the Nordics. That's the entire point. It's really supposed to be a noob friendly conference, and so you as listeners of our shows and fans of our work, what you can do is you can come and basically be the representation of what it is to be Bitcoiners and spread the word, honestly. And it was awesome serendipity that Riga Baltic Honey Badger decided to put their conference a week before ours. We had no idea that was going to happen, that we actually picked our dates so that we would avoid them as much as possible, so there would be no conflict with the dates, which usually they're later in August or early September, but they ended up picking the weekend before ours. So there's only 4 days between the conferences, three, I think, if you count that there's always BTC Pay Server Day. So basically, you could go to Riga, right, and go to the hardcore pleb, OG conference, right? And then come to Helsinki. It's a 45-minute flight, or you can spend a few days going through Estonia, spend some time in Finland, whatever, and then join this conference where we're really focusing on growing adoption in the region. That's the whole pitch. Super excited about it, and it's tons of work organizing a conference, and I'm glad I'm not doing all of it. Again, shout out to the rest of the team, especially including Remo, who is the head chef on this 100%, but you'll get to see us, and I'd love to welcome you to my adopted home. So come to BTC Hell, use code Infinity, please come. It'd be awesome.
And you never know when Luke and I are going to pick up our instruments and play metal covers. For sure, we'll do that in Prague and Helsinki, but probably at some other conferences too, I think.
Totally.
So, yeah, that has been fun, and it's going to be fun going forward too. I absolutely love the Bitcoin community, and to get to be a part of this is just, it's just amazing to me. I'm living my dream life. And to wrap up, I mean, go to the Infinity store and find the books, all of them. I mean, look at this cover, the new cover for Bitcoin Independence Reimagined. As much as I love Fractal and his old cover, isn't this good? Like,
we had fun making that.
It's got laser eyes. Yeah. So go check out those things. Check out the Bitcoin Times when that comes out. It's pretty soon now. And come see us at the conference.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah.
And like, subscribe, and brush your damn teeth, FFS. You know, go ahead, do the things, click the stuff.
And especially check out the Academy, because this is really, really what we're super excited about right now, and can't wait to have this start up. The official launch ends in like 10 days, but we're recording the first episode now in really only a few days here. So join us and grow it along with us, and we're looking forward to having you, and we're looking forward to do it. We recorded a couple of test episodes a few months ago, and it was a lot of fun. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun. So join us. Join us in the Bitcoin Infinity Academy.
Yes. Be deep and lighthearted at the same time. Yeah. Love you all, guys. Excelsior.
Excelsior. That's it for now. And yeah, see you in the next one.